The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Jesus, precious Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We are blessed to be here. Hallelujah. Can you hear me everywhere? Can everybody hear me? Are you excited to be in church? Lift up your Bibles and let's sing a beautiful song.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
As we travel on this journey, we are trusting and believing you to be gracious to us. Let your word rule and reign in every life. Show us your way and teach us your path. We pray that this morning service, you rule and reign in every life here. Heal the sick. Restore every emptiness in our lives. Fill us with your spirit and make a difference in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be here again. Amen. I was away briefly in Ethiopia. It's actually 2011 in Ethiopia. As we are in 2018, they are in 2011. So you can reduce your age by 7 years if you go to Ethiopia. What a shock. Yeah, so, and then I think this month is the month of April in Ethiopia. Is that a simple situation? All right, and also our churches in South Africa also send their love. I see you there in the name of Jesus. You will be there, I will be there. Yeah, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. Right. So this morning, I'm going to preach briefly and I'm going to pray with you. Can I have an amen? Amen. It's a good day and it's a good blessing. I'm going to continue talking to us about be wise as a servant, as a serpent. But I'm going to read to you from a passage of scripture that we're going to stand on to pray in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Someone shout hallelujah. You are receiving a blessing right there, I tell you. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increaseth strength. May you receive strength in Jesus' name. Verse 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not, they shall, man with eagles, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Now, the word in verse 31, the word renew, somebody say renew. Renew. I didn't hear you. Renew. Do you believe it? Yes. Now, there are several meanings, but three of the meanings of the word renew is what we are going to stand on to pray after I share the word of God with you. Hallelujah. Yes. To renew means to give fresh life or strength. Can I have an amen? Amen. When it says somebody, something renewed, it has been given fresh life and strength. Today, by the anointing, may you receive fresh life and strength. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Freshness is coming to your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where you are tired, you are going to be fresh again. I said, going to be fresh again. Amen. Strength is coming to your life. Amen. Shout amen again. Amen. Number two, to renew means to extend for a further period of validity. To extend for a further period of validity. The thing is supposed to expire now, but it has been renewed. So it is now valid for some longer time. Just like your passport, at a point your passport expires and you go and renew your passport. That means the passport means that your passport is given a further time of validity.
May God give you an extension of your life. May every tissue and every cell in your body receive validity. Extension of time. Extension of time. Extension of its validity. May your liver function. Give it the extension of validity. Do you believe it? Your kidney, it shall receive extension of its validity. It's supposed to expire. Your life may supposed to expire by the end of this year. But by the anointing, may there be extension of your validity. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? Your driver's license can expire. But when you go and renew it, it means that now it has been extended. I pray for you today that by the anointing, God will extend your life, extend your days, extend your marriage, extend the job that you have. Say, I receive it. There's going to come an extension. It's going to come to your way. Somebody shout amen. Somebody, the doctor said that your womb is not valid. Its validity expired, but God will extend the validity of your womb. Say, I receive it. The third meaning of the word renew is replace. Something that is broken or worn out. To replace something that is broken or worn out. Just like we have knee replacements. The doctor can replace your knee. They can replace your tooth. Do you understand? Your tooth can be broken and they can replace it. Am I talking to anybody here? Even your eye, they can replace it. They can replace your heart. Am I talking to anybody here? Now, to renew means to replace. Any aspect of your life that God has to renew, may God replace it today. May God send angels into your life. May God send angels into your life. May there be a replacement of every organ in your body that is expired. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? That's a reason for the anointing. Can I have an amen? Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, replacements. What needs replacement in your life? Somebody lost a beloved, but a better replacement is coming your way. I'm preaching. Are you there? So remember these three things as we pray for you. Number one is what? Renew means what? To give fresh life and strength. That will be your portion. That will be your portion. Fresh life and strength will be your portion. Number two, it means what? Extend the validity. You're supposed to die at 52, but you're not at 50. You die at 89. May God extend the validity of your life. Am I talking to anybody here? And the third meaning is what? Replacement. To replace something that is broken or worn out. There's some shirts you don't wear again, and because you have got replacement. May God replace anything that is worn out in your life. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that they shall renew. They that wait on God. By the anointing today, may there come a renewal of your life. May there come a renewal of your business. Renewal in your marriage. Renewal in every aspect of your life. Say, I receive it. Are you here today? Beautiful. So now, remember these things as we go back to the wise, be wise as a serpent. And I want to preach. As I want to preach. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16. Tell your neighbor sitting by you, the man is about to preach to you right there. Hold your husband and push him or her. Tell your man is about to preach to you in particular. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Can we all read Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, and read it out loud and clear? Yafi, read out loud. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Lift your voice and let's read together. Ready, go. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Is it okay to read it again?
Yes.
Will it hurt you to read it again? Is it a good idea? So let's read it one more time. Ready, go. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. Now, hold your neighbor's, put your hand around your neighbor's shoulder and tell him, be wise as a serpent. Be wise as a serpent. Hallelujah. Well, so that is where we are today. And we are still talking on the wisdom of the serpent. The wisdom of the serpent. Hallelujah. God is taking foolishness from your life. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? The foolishness is going out of your life? Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Amen. And it's important for us and everybody. Is there a lady called Molly and then your husband is Fred? Spoke to you 2 weeks ago. Are you here? Are you here, Fred and Molly? Is it Molly? All right. Okay. If you are here, please see me after the service. All right. Beautiful. Okay. So we've done a few things. We've talked about a couple of things, isn't it? Yeah. We have tried to see the reason why the serpent is the most hated creature, but it is one of the only creatures that are multiplying. Where come from, Malawi? Hallelujah. Multiplying in spite of the fact that it's so hated. The only country so far that I hear there's no snake, serpent of any type is New Zealand. You can sleep in the forest. There's no serpent nowhere. That's only you'll be there. You'll be there. You'll be there. You'll be there. Hallelujah. I've been to a church there on two or three occasions. The place where there are no wild animals, actually. When you are walking in the forest and you are tired, you can sleep. It's a good place for honeymoon. What a shock. Are you here or go home? Now, 2 weeks ago, we talked to you about the fact that the serpent is wise because he's a master of inner power. Hallelujah. A master of inner power. That is why it is wise. The serpent doesn't have any external fin. You can't see its claws. You can't see its teeth. You can't see horns. Anything that scares anybody. But the serpent's power is inside. Yeah. It's inside. You can't see it. Am I talking to anybody here? You can't see it, but the power of the serpent is inside it. Some of you can be gentle, but you can be powerful inside. Can I have an amen? You don't have to be rude to be powerful. Your power must be from your inside. Can I have a loud amen?
Amen.
Are you still in church or have gone home? Yeah. The real strength of the believer is from the inside. Amen. The character you build, the renewing of your inner man. Amen. Something inside of you rises up and fights devils. I tell you, inside, your strength must be from your closets. Your ability to kneel down and pray will give you power, not your quarreling. Learn how to go into the closet and pray. That's where your power will come from. What a way. Are you hearing me at the back, everywhere? Nursing mothers, all of you, are you hearing me? And those of you sitting at the stage, I'm up there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hey, those of you, are you hearing what I'm saying? Develop your inner power. What is inside of you? Yeah. That's what the devil will fear. Not your mascara, not your lipstick, but what is inside. Bible said, let the woman's beauty be inward. Kato shabato saya. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? The beauty of a woman is not in her lipstick. I'm preaching. The beauty is not in the size of her bum. The beauty of a woman is from her inside. Yeah. But because the inward beauty. Come say inward beauty. I didn't hear you. Yeah, that is what every brother must look for. But are you married? You're not married. What are you looking for? You plan to get married? I'm giving you a piece of advice. You don't have to pay me. Huh? Bible says, look for the inward beauty. Inward beauty. Hey, put that scripture on the screen and let him know that it's in the Bible. Inward, you like looking at lips, hips, and fingertips. Hips, lips, fingertips. But the Bible says, let it be the inward beauty. Amen. The beauty that is inside. Hallelujah. Look at it. Hey, who's doing this? But let it be the inward. Hey, go to verse 3. So that we can get this brother. What's your name again? Pardon? Festus, stand up. I'm preaching to you. Look at this. Bible says, let not yours, that's the lady that you want to marry, let not hers be the merely external adorning with elaborate interweaving and knotting of the hair. Kabo shakabataya. Can you see that? Yeah. Let it not be elaborate interweaving and knotting of the hair, the wearing of jewelry, and the changes of clothes. Do you understand? Sisters, do you understand the message I'm preaching? Azikaro, do you think you're getting the message? The young ladies, are they getting the message? Look at the young ladies sitting around there. Are they getting the message I'm preaching? Not the changing of clothes. Not the complex hair. Stand up, let's see your interweaving of your hair. Stand up. Cameraman, look at this one. Look at this one. Hey, put the scripture off so they can see it. Do you see you are in the Bible? This one. This is in the Bible. Look at it. Look at the colors. Come closer. The colors in the hair. This is the reason why the Bible was written. This one. What a shock. Put the scripture back and let's read it. Let not yours be the merely external adorning with the elaborate interweaving and knotting of the hair, the wearing of jewelry, or changes of clothes. But verse 4, but let it be the inward adorning and beauty. But let it be the inward adorning and beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit. That is it. Brothers who are not married, may God give you a lady with a gentle and a peaceful spirit. And if you are married, I pray for the sister. May she be gentle and peaceful in the name of Jesus. A gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of God. Wow. Mrs. Brown. Mr. Brown, please lay hands on your wife. Lay hands on. Lord, give her peaceful and gentle spirit. In the name of Jesus. Are you still here? That's what the Bible is saying here. So all I'm saying to us is that let us emphasize. I'm not saying that you have to wear potato sack. I'm not saying go and wear SM Kotoku and come. I'm saying that look nice, but let your beauty rather be come from the one inside. Yeah. I'm preaching. Yeah. Some women, they know how to insult. Hey. Build an inner beauty. I said, build an inner beauty. I'm preaching. Hey, we'll go to the next verse. We are not on marriage, but it's important. Lucky, do you see the scripture there? But for it was thus that the pious women of old, bless God for pious women of old, not modern day ones, who hoped in God, were accustomed to beautify themselves and were submissive to their own husbands. Wait. Adapting to their husbands. Adapting themselves to them as themselves secondary and dependent upon them. Shakato sata. The next verse. It was thus that Sarah obeyed Abraham, following his guidance and acknowledging his headship over her by calling him Lord, Master, Leader, Authority. Let every brother shout amen. Hey, why are you not smiling? Why are you not smiling? It's in the Bible. Look at it. It's not me. It's in the Bible. So please smile. Why? Can you see it? Have I written the Bible before? It's in the Bible. So smile. Why? Okay, put the scripture back. Calling him what? Lord, number two. So why don't you call your husband Master? Or you call her what? You call him what? Darling, fried yam, plantain, cocoa yam. That's what you call. But once you call him Master, Leader, Authority. Amen. And you are now her true daughters. If you do right and let nothing terrify you, not giving way to hysterical fears and letting anxieties unnerve you. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Anyway, so this is not a marriage, but all I'm talking about is inner beauty. Now, it doesn't mean that brothers don't have to develop inner beauty. Brothers who like to develop their muscles. You know, muscles is outward, but your real strength must come from your inside. Can I have an amen? Are you still here or go home? Right, we need to carry on because there's got a bit to do today. Amen. So the serpent is a master, amen, of inner strength and inner power. You can develop your inner power by meditating on the word of God. You must have your quiet time every day. If you didn't say amen, you are a suspect. I said you must have your quiet time every day. That means read your Bible every day. If you want to grow, if you want to grow,
hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day.
Are you singing?
Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow.
So if you need to go to good Sunday school, don't know how to sing it. One, two.
If you want to grow, if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow.
Amen. So if you want to develop your inner power, read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Make time to be with God. Say amen. That's how you can. You must also protect your heart from evil contamination. Amen. Keep your heart from with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't let bad things enter your heart. And the window to your heart is your ear. Don't hear negative things. Don't hear things about fear. Refuse gossip and bad stories. Somebody say amen. Don't allow anybody to tell you bad and negative things. It will never work for you. Hey, this one, you will die. Yo. Hey, no business will never work. Refuse it in the name of Jesus. Don't allow negative things into your heart. What a way. Amen. Right. Now, I need to jump to this and talk on the another reason why the serpent is deemed to be very wise. Because the serpent is a master at overcoming handicaps. My Jesus. Hallelujah. The serpent is a master at overcoming handicaps. Now, handicap is something that makes you different from others. Handicap is a disadvantage that makes success more difficult. Pastor Ben, amen. You are at a disadvantage. So to succeed is more difficult than others. Handicap can be physical or social disability that makes your participation in life difficult. It's like you are physically handicapped. Maybe you're born a cripple or something happened to you. So when you're walking up the stage, it's more difficult than others. I can run up. But because of your physical challenge, you can go up eventually. But it will take some effort and time. Am I making sense? Somebody who has a handicap, maybe for whatever reason, born crippled, can go up the stage. But he will struggle. What I can run up the stage, he will struggle to come because of the handicap. So it didn't say that handicapped people are not successful. What it says is that they will use a lot more effort to succeed, but they will succeed. You will succeed in the name of Jesus. I want to preach to you this morning. Are you still here? Yeah. So look at the serpent again and see why. What are the handicap of the serpent? What are the limitations of the serpent? But somehow he's still able to move on and do well. The serpent does not have legs. It doesn't have any legs. Auntie Jane, the serpent doesn't have any legs. It crawls on his stomach. But the serpent is able to go on top of trees. Climb trees. The serpent doesn't have feathers. But it can. There are some serpents which move in the air. The serpent doesn't have wings, but it can move. The serpent can swim. Although it doesn't have fins and other like a fish. The serpent doesn't have any of these things, but it can swim. It can move in the air. It can move in the sand. It can climb trees with all its disabilities. I wish somebody's hearing me today. Is anybody hearing me today? I tell you that this series is what is going to change your life forever. And it's going to change your life forever. It doesn't have limbs, but it's able to go everywhere. So some of us sitting here, we have some disabilities. And that is the reason why that's how I am. My family is like this. My background and all that. That handicap seems to control your life and limit you. It makes you feel that you cannot make it. But the devil is a liar. And the devil is a liar. You don't have to come from a rich home to do well in life. God will bless and help you. May you overcome every handicap that is limiting your progress and your blessing. In the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. Are you there? The serpent doesn't have movable eyelids. It doesn't move its eyes like you and I can look here and so on. What a shock. So it doesn't see external things in a certain way, but it's able to develop the senses. It knows when somebody is coming around, although it cannot see. You see, so when you have a handicap, you can develop other aspects of your life that will make you overcome that. I see you overcoming that handicap. I'm preaching this morning. Serpents, they are deaf. They don't have ears. Yet, they are able to sense things. Are you there? Can you imagine? It doesn't have legs. It doesn't have eyes. It doesn't have ears. All these things, the serpent doesn't have it. How come the serpents are multiplying and other animals with all these abilities are dying? Look, I'm telling everybody who's here, listen to me. You came to church and you listen to me that I will never allow you to give up and fail. You will never fail and you will never give up. No handicap will cause you to surrender. You will never surrender. You will never surrender. I I see overcoming in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, I will overcome. Say, I will overcome every handicap in my life. No, say it like your voice is yours. I will overcome every handicap in my life. Do you believe it? Is it going to work? Hallelujah. So, listen to me. You have a success story. Amen. The serpent, who doesn't have ears, who doesn't have eyes, who doesn't have legs, is a success story. His life is a success story. You, your life will be a success story. Did you hear what I said? You will be a success story. That is what makes your testimony beautiful. That in spite of all your handicaps, in spite of all your limitations, in spite of all your disabilities, you are still making progress. You are still doing well. You are not giving up. You are not retiring. You are not resigning. Am I preaching to anybody here? Yeah. Hallelujah. When I look at him, is Jonathan around? Jonathan, are you here? Where is he? Jonathan, come, can you come to me? Come. Is Jonathan coming? He's trying to come. Right, now listen to me. Listen to me. You see, I need you to understand, all of us here. Yeah, come, Jonathan. Come. This is one of my favorites, one of my best friends in the church. Clap your hands for Jonathan. Look at this handsome young man. Is he not handsome? Very handsome. You see, one of the things that I see as I got close to him, he doesn't have self-pity. So many people like this will have self-pity. Why am I like this and so on? But in the disability, with handicap, he's gone to school. He has a job. He goes to work every day. He comes home. He has married. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, Jonathan is telling himself that this handicap will not prevent me from succeeding. It will not prevent me from succeeding. I'm preaching. Are you here? That's what he tells himself. Bishop, this day it will never stop me. Never stop me. Never stop me. Never prevent me from doing well. This is called physical handicap. But many of you don't have this type of physical handicap, but you have other handicaps in your life. I'm preaching. What a word. Yeah. Are you still there? Every stage of your life, you can. They should sit down. Why should they sit down? You can't see. It's a handicap. You can jump if you can't see. Okay, sit down. Hello? Are you still in church? Don't allow anybody to use your handicap against you. Yeah. Yeah. Zacchaeus was a short man. But he said, me, my height will not prevent me from seeing Jesus. I'm going to go and climb the tree. I will overcome this handicap in the name of Jesus. Zacchaeus could have said, I'm so short. So if I can't see Jesus, too bad for me. That's my destiny. But I said, no. I'm not going to let my height make me useless. I'm going to see Jesus by all means. Whatever I have to do, I will do it. I will do it. And he went and climbed the tree. And Jesus saw the man who was trying to overcome his handicap. Just said, because of what you have done today, I'm coming to your house. May Jesus see your effort to overcome every handicap in your life. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Amen. Say, and lift your hand and say, I will overcome every handicap. Say, I will overcome every handicap. Hallelujah. When you are young, it can become a handicap. You can be despised. That's what Paul told young people. Don't let anybody despise your youth. Because being young can become a handicap. Amen. Being single can be a handicap. Maybe you're at a marriageable age, but you're not married. It can become, people can take you for granted. Because you are not married. They can even make fun of you. But I'm telling everybody here, don't allow that thing. Am I talking to you here? The fact that you're not married does not mean you cannot do well and excel. Or anybody can take advantage of you. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Move on with your life. Sisters, don't let your life come to a halt because you're not married. I'm waiting till I'm married. Now, hey, keep on serving God. Keep on going to school. Keep on learning hard. Keep on moving forward. Do well in life. When the time comes for you to marry, you get married. But until the time comes, don't let your life stop. Jonathan, move here. Move. The man is moving. May you move with your handicap. May you not stand still. May you not stand still. May you move with your handicap. Can I have an amen? There are many people like Jonathan on the streets of Accra who are begging because of the handicap. But he says, I don't want to be a beggar. I can work with my hands. I can earn money. I can work. I can marry. I can live a normal life. What a word. What a word. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Marriage can also be a handicap. Yes. If you're married, it can be a handicap. Yes. What did you say? I think today you're not smiling. What's the reason? Keep smiling. Father, deliver her from anything that is a handicap in her life. In the name of Jesus. Are you still there? No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Marriage can be a handicap. Yes. Sometimes, why are you looking at the lady who said, I'm preaching because she's married? You're looking at her husband too. What a shock. Marriage can be a handicap. Yeah. Some ladies are married to fools. Mato kabasotaya. Oh, I'm serious. Yeah. And that's a problem. Unfortunately, you are married to a fool. Yeah, in the Bible. There was a lady who was married to a fool. The name is Abigail. He said, don't mind my husband, he's a fool. What a shock. When you're married to a fool, it can be a handicap. The man just wants enjoyment, doesn't want to build anything. Happiness upon happiness. One entertainment after one another entertainment. One restaurant to another restaurant. It's a fool. Instead of leading by a land, and when you, the wife, says something, it's a problem. So are you trying to be the head? Meanwhile, it's a fool. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. The wife is telling you, look, let's save and buy land. You say, hey, I'm the head. But you're here, but you're being a fool. Buy land and stop going from one restaurant to another restaurant. Marriage can be a handicap. Yeah. And some husband, men are also married to women who are handicapped. Handicapped to them. Hey! Are you still in church? Yeah. Your wife is a handicap. Every day. Okay, let's talk about other things. Where's Jonathan? Come and be by me. I'm preaching. Are you there? You see, when every time I see him, my heart just leaps with joy. But I said, this guy could have been by the streets of a circle begging. But every day he works for MTN. He's gone to school. Everywhere you go. He went to pre-sec. Okay. Yeah. What a shock. Some of you sitting down, listen to me. Your family background is a handicap. You grew up in broken homes. So you didn't have father and mother together as you're growing up. Now that handicap should not prevent you from doing well in life. Amen. Yeah. That thing, that problem that you grew up with, you grew up not knowing that, not knowing mommy and so on, ran around not knowing. Many people have told me, I met my father when I was 14 years. I met my father when I was 21. I've never known my father. There are people like that. But I'm saying that that situation should not prevent you. May I become a master of handicaps. Say, I will overcome every handicap. Come, say it again. Say it one more time. One more time. Yes. You can overcome handicap. Amen. Your background. The fact that you are black can be a handicap. Your color. Can you go to place and see? When they see your black face, say, sorry, sorry, sorry. You have lived in England, isn't it? You know how it is like to have a black face. An English boy with a black face. Yeah. When they hear, what's your name again? Clarence. Clarence Wells. Can we help you? The name sounds nice. When you see the face, like a white man's name. Clarence Wells. When you see the face, oh, you are black. I'm sorry. No more vacancies. Your face, your color can be a handicap. But we have had a black man who became the United Nations General Secretary, a Ghanaian, whose face is black. So the fact that you are black should not prevent you from reaching the very heights of life. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Refuse to let anybody push you down. Being a woman can be a handicap. I'm telling you, being a woman can be a handicap. One day, I was in a car with somebody. A person was driving, and the one in front was driving really slowly, a little slow, and they're not going. I said, who is it? Blowing a horn on the person driving. When he tried to overtake, Oyoba. Yeah. Even on the road, people can take advantage of you because you're a woman. But tell yourself, don't fight, but tell yourself, God made me a woman because God knew what he was doing. And I'm blessed to be a woman. No woman should ever wish that he's a man. And don't behave like a man. Kato Shabataya. Are you hear what I'm saying? No woman should behave. Don't wish that you're a woman, you're a man. Because God, you see, a woman is a refined product. Man is raw from the sand. But the woman was made out of the man, a refined product. So bless God for the way you are. Bless God for your breasts. Bless God for your hips. Bless God for your lipstick. And dress, like dress well. Lord, did you know what I'm saying? Dress well. Yeah. Yeah. This trousers I'm wearing. I traveled 2 weeks with the same trousers. When I came back today, I'm wearing it. But a woman, she me and a man. The same thing. A woman, wear blue. Wear green, wear red. I mean, just enjoy your life as a woman. I'm preaching. Are you there? Do your hair. I mean, what day can I just cut my hair? Do your hair. Today you can do afro. Tomorrow you do rasta. The front they wear a wig. You can change the style. 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 I'm preaching. God took his time to make you a woman. Enjoy what God has made of you. And don't look down on yourself. Don't have self-pity. I'm preaching. Amen. What a way. Are you still here? The Bible says that the woman is a weaker vessel. So woman, there's a handicap of being a woman. The Bible says it's a weaker vessel. But weaker vessel doesn't mean useless. A weak thing, that's not a useless thing. May God give you strength. May God give you strength. What a word. I see you overcoming every handicap in Jesus' name. I say you overcome every handicap in Jesus' name. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. You have a weakness that only you know. It's a handicap. Am I talking to anybody here? Only you know that weakness. Only you know it. Only you know this is my problem. And the devil tells you, because of this weakness, you can never serve God.
Because of this problem, you will never do well. Because of this thing, you will be a failure. But I tell you, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. May God give you strength and tenacity. May you overcome every handicap in Jesus' name. You will overcome. Lift your right hand and say, I will overcome. Come on, lift your right hand and say, I will overcome. Oh, you overcome poverty. You overcome failure. You overcome diseases. You overcome attacks of the enemy. You overcome the spirit of self-pity. You will overcome in the name of Jesus. You will overcome. Am I preaching to you? You overcome the handicap by liking how God has made you. Bless God that you are not a white man. Bless God that you are a black man. If you're a white man, bless God you're a white man. God chose to make you who you are. And you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Tell your neighbor, you are the one the man is preaching to now. Some of you don't like your face. Your ear is a handicap. A lady told me that my ear is too small. You have to look for my ear on the head. I said, my wife fell in love with this ear. Somebody will like you the way you are. I said, somebody will like you the way you are. What a word. What a word. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Your past can be a handicap. The mistakes of your past, the sins of your past, your background, the thing that you did wrong, the lady that you impregnated, and you have twins on the side, it can become a handicap. Am I talking to anybody here? So if you're a young lady, you're not married and you had a baby, you had a child. Now when you want to get married, it can become a handicap. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, your situation, you didn't know Christ. You got pregnant. You had a child. Now you want to get married. And every man wants a lady who doesn't have a child at all. So you may even begin to hate the child. Because of this child, I cannot get married. Yeah. Are you still here? And you can even begin to hate the father of the child. Who made you pregnant and didn't want to see your face again. And then you have this excess luggage around you. And nobody wants to touch you. But I tell you, you've got to tell yourself that now that I know Christ, this is not a handicap. It is a blessing. I am blessed to be where I am. And God's purpose for my life shall come to pass. Somebody shout amen. Amen. I pray for you today. I pray for you today. By the anointing on your head, may you overcome every handicap. May you overcome every limitation. Anything the devil says is finished. The devil is a liar. God can say yes. If anybody says yes, when God says no, that's it. When God says yes, nobody can say no. I said, when God says yes, nobody can say no. I see God rewriting your story. I see your story becoming beautiful. I see the grace of God coming upon your life. I see the hand of God lifting you up. I see the hand of God lifting you up. You know something? Do you know that when you go to places, even handicap, if you're handicapped in a certain way, you're given an advantage. What you say is a disadvantage. You can go to shopping malls where there are parking spaces. They leave the closest parking space to the shop. They leave it for the handicapped. So what it seemed to be a limitation, rather, it will be a blessing. Come on, shout amen. Are you there? Yeah. When others are climbing the steps, handicapped people can go on an escalator. May God make you move faster in spite of your handicap. May God turn the handicap into an advantage for your life. May your background be a blessing. Yeah. I grew up in a broken home. But I didn't let that. I can remember years ago when I was in university, a lady came to me. She came in. She was complaining that her father was very angry when she was coming to school. So her father gave her pocket money of only about $1,000. The father was angry. So his pocket money was what? About $1,000. An angry father. What a shock. I said, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. I made it to sit down. I told her what I had when I was coming to school. He said, oh, oh. Then she started crying. I said, why are you crying? She said, I'm crying for you. I said, don't cry for me. I'm not crying for myself. Don't let anybody cry for you. Wipe your own tears. Put a lipstick on your face. Do a mascara. Get back to town. Your life is beginning again. I said, your life is beginning again. Are you here? You've got to tell yourself in this church, I refuse to be a beggar. Say, I refuse to be a beggar. Come on, say it loud. I refuse to be a beggar. Say, I refuse to be under. Say, I refuse self-pity. Do you know what self-pity is? You're always pitying yourself. You're also become gravels. May you overcome every self-pity in the name of Jesus. When you see somebody parking his car, you just, hey, they are lucky. Oh, will I ever ride a bicycle? That is a lie of the devil. One day, you'll be driving your own car. One day, you'll be leaving your own house. One day, you'll be traveling for holidays. I see you overcoming every handicap. Shout yeah! What a way. Are you still here? Can I pray for 5 more minutes? Can I ask for somebody for 5 more minutes? I see somebody starting your own business. You lost a job. You lost a job. God made you lose a job so that you can start your own business. May you rise up with the strength of God. May you rise up with the favor of God. May God favor you in the name of Jesus. It'll work. It'll work. It'll work. I said, it will work. Mako shaka bahataya. Rakabandura bakataya. Yes. You are not the first to lose a job. You are not the first to have a mind that didn't work. You are not the first to lose beloved. Don't let one disappointment write you off. Say, Lord, I overcome this handicap. That is why you brought oil to church. You have oil today. Pick up your oil. Everybody pick up your oil. Stand to your feet. Pick up your oil. Ha! They that wait upon the Lord. Renewal of strength is coming your way. Renewal of strength is coming your way. Some of you came from families with sicknesses. You are overcoming that handicap in your family in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Lift the oil up in your hands. Fred, can I have more oil? Lift it up. Do you have oil, Jonathan? You have it there. Somebody bring Jonathan's oil for him. Lift it up. Everybody lift its oil up. Karo shaka bato shate. Lift it up high. If you have oil, touch your neighbor's hand who is holding oil. Take the hand. I'm going to pray for you today. I'm praying this morning. Today is anointed service. The service with anointing. God said, I should anoint you. Gosh, I'm going to pray over this oil that you're holding. That this oil, as it touches your head, as it touches your head, and everything this oil touches, God will reverse the destiny of the enemy. Moses, are you with me? The devil is a liar. You overcome that handicap. Come, Moses, come. 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 This gentleman is a businessman. He traveled to China and went to buy, he sells cell phones and accessories. He went to China and bought suitcases, a lot of money of accessories and mobile phones that he needs for his shop. The following day he went, and when he came, everything was stolen. Everything that he brought from China, the following day it was gone. So now all the money that he has used, invested, thousands of dollars, is gone.
You see, when something like this happens to you, you feel that it's finished with me. But it's not finished with you. It's not finished with you.
Yes.
It's not you are coming out of that thing.
Amen.
You see, God allows some of these things so that it will make your testimony richer. One day, you'll be standing to talk about how God restored everything that you lost. I don't know about you. Anything you have lost, may God restore it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift the oil up. Lift the oil up. Father, this morning, every oil we have in our hands, I pray that by the touch of the oil on every head, may your people overcome every handicap.
Yes.
May you renew.
Yes.
May you replace what they have lost.
Yes.
May you extend their lives.
Yes.
May you give fresh strength to their lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, anybody who has been walking around feeling sorry for himself, feeling sorry for herself, today, may your story be rewritten.
Amen.
May God rewrite your story.
Amen.
May God rewrite your story.
Amen.
Any mistake you have made in the past, anything that you used to do in the past that seemed to control your future, today, by the anointing,
yes,
I cancel every power that is against your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Father, this oil that we have, get a microphone. This oil that I have in my hand, we have in our hands. Lift it up high. I pray that every head that this oil will touch, let their destinies change. Let the devil's agenda fail.
Amen.
Let the devil's agenda fail.
Amen.
Businesses that are failing today, may they come and reverse out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, any sickness in the family that is affecting these ones and their children, by the anointing,
yes,
I stop it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I terminate it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, any part of our bodies, our physical bodies, that seem to be giving way, may they come an extension.
Amen.
May they come an extension.
Amen.
May they come an extension.
Amen.
Lord, anybody who's a student here, who struggles in any area of a subject, today, I pray, give them grace to overcome that handicap now.
Amen.
May the spirit of excellence enter into them now.
Yes.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who has dropped out of school because of school fees, because of inability of parents to help, Lord, may you visit that person. May you visit that person.
Amen.
Let their lives count one more time. Amen. Let their lives count one more time.
Amen.
Anyone standing here who has wept in the bed, wondering, is this the end of my life? By the anointing oil, may God bring extension into your life.
Amen.
May God bring extension into your life.
Amen.
Father, every head that this oil will touch, I pray that you bless that head, bless that family, and be gracious to that family. Let there come a difference. Let today mark the end of one chapter and an opening of a new chapter. An opening of a new chapter. An opening of a new chapter.
Amen.
An opening of a new chapter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open the oil. Pour it into your hands. Pour some oil into your hand. Place it on your head. Place your hands on your head. You don't have oil, ask some from your neighbor. Just a little bit. The rest you are taking home. Everybody, just put your hands on your head. Begin to pray for 2 minutes. Just begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody pray.
Riketenuma Zelema Katala Bandilosa Brenda Ketulaga Bahasura Riketelamasitibo Ai Mahasuma Tika Mando Matele Menuasa Rima Satala Matala Rata Katakabala Bahaya Rando Balasuta Lagoria Mahua Matua Katabaha Sinem Delamenuasata Ilia Kapomi Antelebele Bay Nimo Saya Nimo Saya Makandi Alua Maku Rada Kapania Dose, Sikele Mamma, Reta Kele Mamma,
Hallelujah. Lift your two hands up high.
Yes, Bessi. Sao Shabra. Oh, Bema. Hesi.
Come on, lift your two hands and sing it to the Lord.
Yes, Bessi.
Two more minutes. I want you to put your two hands on your head now. Put the oil on and put your two hands and pray. Say, Lord, change my destiny. Give me strength to overcome. Everybody. Kandaralobo shiki bakataya. Balaba kandarabasi. Zibaba. Randori. Malika Randoshi Kibata.
Change Lord, change up. Makuturi Atabaraba. Lema Teleri Andereki Ataba. Amatoruri Andere.
Everybody pray.
Satana. Ibaraba Satana. Rekoturi
Ataba.
Ibeteli Andaba. Yesterday is gone.
Lift your two hands.
Another day has come. Oh, do something new.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday.
Something new in our lives. Let our background not dictate our future anymore. Let our past not control our future. Let our mistakes not control our future. I bless everybody here, everybody in this church, by the anointing oil, by the anointing oil. May they overcome every handicap. May they overcome every handicap. Renew their lives. Renew their strength. Renew the work of their hands. Do something new, God. Do something new, God. Do something new, God. Oh. 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 I feel the presence of the Lord here. Let join your hand to somebody's hand. Let join your hand to somebody's hand. Do something new.
Do something new in my life. Something
new.
Cannot.
raise the hand you're holding.
Father, every hand is touching another hand. May you bring strength into every hand. May you bring strength into every hand. I cancel the spirit of failure, the enemy of setback, the devil that say because of this it will never work out. I cancel it right now. I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your church. I pray for your people.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for your children.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody that came to church today, I speak life into you.
Yes, Lord.
I speak life into you.
Yes, Lord.
I speak life into you.
Yes, Lord.
I speak life into you.
Amen.
Every voice of failure, I silence that voice.
Yes, Lord.
Every voice that tells you to never work, I curse that voice.
In Jesus.
I curse that voice.
Amen.
Father, may we use our handicap as stepping stones.
Yes, Lord.
May we use our handicap as stepping stones.
Yes, Lord.
The reason for which we will do well. Let our handicap become our testimonies.
Amen.
Let our handicap become our testimony.
Amen.
Let our handicap become our testimony.
Amen.
To your glory and for your honor. Lord, I thank you. Nobody, not one single person who is in this service today will end up as a failure. Not one person whose head had been touched with the oil would end up as a disaster. Not one single person who is here this Sunday morning, this anointing service, not one of them will die before their time. I curse the work of the enemy. I curse the voice of the devil. I curse the spirit of accusation. I curse every hold of the enemy against your life. For God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. For Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. Today, be strong in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your blessing. For your blessing. Let every life here be a testimony. Let every life here be a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
To your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name. Shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. And give the Lord a shout.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you there? In the book of Revelation, it said, he that overcomes, he that overcomes, he that overcomes, he that overcomes. You are an overcomer from today.
Yes.
You overcome every limitation. You overcome every hold of the enemy. You overcome every handicap. You overcome every obstacle in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, I want you to move out of your chair. I want you to hug 7 people and tell them, you are an overcomer. Tell them.
You are an overcomer.
Fred. You're not going. Do you know that there is in this
cathedral. Hello. We are ending now. In this cathedral, we have made a special entrance for Jonathan. I see God making a, open a special door for you. I see God is making a special door for you. Are you there? Do you know that even when it comes to toilets, we have built a special toilet for Jonathan? As God is giving something special for you.
Yeah.
You are God's favorite child. You are God's favorite child.
I receive it.
Yes. Yes. The enemy thought he's hindering you. But rather God is lifting you up. I said God is lifting you up. God is lifting you up. What a blessing. Close your eyes with me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. As we close this service today, oh Jesus, thank you. As we close this service today, if you are here now and you are not born again, Jonathan, thank you. Jonathan, thank you very much. I'll go back. Now close your eyes with me. If you are here this morning, you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. I want my name to be written in heaven. If you are here right now, you need Jesus in your life. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. I see your hands. Let it go higher than your head, please. High, high, high. Very good. At the back, outside, everywhere, at the entrance. I see your hand. Let it go high. Today is a special day for you. Father, every hand that is lifted, take control, rule and reign in their lives. If your hand is lifted, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come. Come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how.
With me, lift your two hands with me as we pray. You lift your two hands, and the whole church join us as we pray this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say it out, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
From today.
From today.
You are mine.
You are mine.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you the rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Receive me.
Receive me.
As your own child.
As your own child.
Help me.
Help me.
To serve you.
To serve you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing me.
For hearing me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord for these wonderful people.